I'm just hoping we'd have a ton of eighth grade parents that thank you. And a high school parent. We never know what our numbers are going to be, so we always take a chance. But I'm Adonna Sponda. I already told you that. But and so I'm the one of the counselors and the dean up here. So my big thing that I like to do, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about me and then I'm going to shut up. But my favorite thing is to transition to eighth graders up here. I love to see the eighth graders when I go down there and they have questions or they're afraid to talk and they come up here and they're afraid or they know everything. I think we kind of talked about that. And then they learn they don't really know everything. And then we get to watch them grow, and in 4 years they're like these semi-adults graduating. That's like the funnest thing to see. Unfortunately, this is my last year to see it because I am retiring. I don't think I'm going to get emotional. Gosh. It's the first time I've had to deal with that. Anyway, so I began Pit Crew last year. Because I felt it's incredibly important for parents to know what their kids are doing and where they're at, and we have them all the time. So what will happen to the future of Pit Crew, I don't know, but the intent was is for the parents to come and to meet the teachers, know the teachers. They talk a little bit about themselves personally, and they talk about what they do in the class. Sometimes they show you stuff they're doing in the class. They might teach you a lesson. And it's just, I give you an hour of quick introduction to, these are the people that are with your kids all day. So, I'm assuming somebody, this will carry on. I don't know who will be doing it, but it won't be me. So I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that, but I will say, hopefully what we've done in the fall is, I think you guys are on Remind. Did you? So that is so good, because what we do is in August we'll send out, or someone in here is going to send out a survey of different times, because what I try and do is survey all of the parents of the high school to say, here's this time, and this time, which works best, because we want people here. And so our survey this year picked the Tuesday nights from 5:15 to 6:15. So we really try and stay within that hour, because we know it's an evening and you've got dinners and you've got kids and you've got whatever is all going on, because everybody has lives. But honestly, I just think it's super important that you guys be a part of your kids' school, and that's why I started this group. So Pit Crew, Parents in Touch, we just want to keep you in touch. We want you to know what's going on. We want to inform you. And tonight, what's kind of fun about tonight is we really wanted the eighth grade parents to come up here and meet our office staff. So today, you'll get to hear all about what the people that are running the show in the in the school and the front people and the people you're talking to, who they are and what their roles are, so that you as parents, like, okay, how am I supposed to do this? What am I supposed to do? So I also am the freshman sophomore counselor as well as dean. And so next year, I think your kids will get counselors that will go with their, it'll be split by alphabet. So your child will have a counselor to go freshman through their senior year. So we've tried it a couple different ways, and so I think it's going back. Am I correct in that, Mr. O?
That's our
goal.
That's our thought right now.
Yeah. And so that'll be cool too. But the transitioning part, that's kind of what I love about the young kids, and I think everybody in here kind of enjoys too, is watching your kids like start off with these little, you know, these little dorky boys, and then they're all of a sudden they're these young men, and we're like, how did that happen? And anyway, it's fun. So a couple things I'm going to talk real quick about is we offer academic help here Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5. So if your kid is struggling in any of his core, we call it core issues, because I'm kind of a counselor and I do weird things like that, so we need to core issues. And it's all the cores that we have here. And so every night we give it a 4 to 5. From 4 to 5, kids can come in and stay after school and work with their teachers and work on that. So every month you'll get a schedule. So that's something really cool. This is just April's, and you probably don't want it since your kids are still in school in the 8th grade. And then also, we also do a report card of our high school. So you might want to grab one of these that talks about ACT testing, where our academics are, average GPAs, things like that. And this is our most current one. So if you would like to pick one of these up, just kind of know a little bit about where we are land. It's our report card, how we're doing, how the kids are doing, the grade scale level, all that. So if you want one of these before you leave. If you're not on Remind, I do have these. Are you on Remind? I can't remember who I approved. There were a lot of them, so I apologize for that. So really, that's it for me. So I'm going to hand it over to our principal, Mr. Ostheimer, and he's going to probably talk the next 40 minutes.
Perfect.
So I'm Gib Ostheimer, the principal. And I would just second what Mrs. Fonda said. So we produced this, and it contains assessment data, but it's not done in a number-heavy way, right? So this is something that that I've always done, and Becca puts it together and does a great job. But it's us being honest with you about the academic performance at Buffalo High School. That's what that is. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what I talked to your children about on the first day of school. So, you know, what I try to do is help new high school students understand what it's going to take to be successful in any high school. It doesn't matter. It's true at Buffalo High School, too. And there's three things I tell kids that they need to do. First thing is that they have to show up every day. And showing up doesn't mean your physical presence is enough, right? It means you show up, you're in class, you're engaged, you're participating. That's critical. It's not difficult, but it's critical. The second thing that our kids have to do here is they have to do today's work today. One of the most common things we see with freshmen is that they get behind in math, and they get behind by 2 or 3 days. And if they're behind in math by 2 or 3 days, they're also behind in English by 2 or 3 days. And pretty soon, they're behind by a week in a couple of classes. And if you're 14 or 15 years old and your teacher's coming in tomorrow and moving on, and you're still trying to work on what we did 3 or 4 days ago, it's a disaster. This isn't difficult either. We have to show up, we have to be engaged, and we just need to leave school up having today's work done. It's not difficult. But we have a significant percentage of our freshmen at every school, significant percentage that think it's a little bit more like middle school, and I can do yesterday's work tomorrow in class, and that's not the way it rolls. So if you would just help encourage, and that's all I tell them, I say, all you have to do is today's work today. You're not worried about tomorrow. It's just today. Do Tuesday on Tuesday, so you're ready for Wednesday. It's one day at a time. We're not looking at a week. We're looking at a day. And everybody can do that. And the third thing I tell kids is that they just need to be easy to get along with. The secret to graduation from high school, those three things. Show up and be engaged, right, present. Do today's work today, and be easy to get along with. And you will earn a high school diploma. That's not hard. So we talk quite a bit on the first day about that. We talk about getting involved. So they'll all get our clubs and activities, right? So this is the other stuff that we offer at Buffalo High School, everything from eSports to FBLA to Skills USA to FFA, peer. Right. We have the Save Club, which is a recycling group that does some other work with it, even with the recycling center. We have a shotgun club, clay pigeon shooting. So we have a clay target league that shoots in the fall and the spring through the high school. So there's all sorts of stuff. And what we know about kids that are engaged in school is if they graduate. So I talk to kids about that too. You have to have a reason to want to come. Every kid needs a reason to want to come to school. And I don't care if their reason is welding or their reason is calculus. I don't care. On the diploma, those two things are equal. It says you graduated. It doesn't matter. We have kids that just come for football. Perfect. Because in order to be eligible for football, you have to be doing well in your classes. If I had my oldest son, a 3-season varsity athlete, if he didn't have sports, he would have still graduated, but it wouldn't look the same. So he came because he could play. And in order to play, he had to do well. So it doesn't matter why one of our kids wants to come. We just care that they want to come. And then I was going to bring up Remind too. So we do parents and we do students and we do a lot of communication through Remind. So that's just another, to me, critical piece. And then finally, we talk to kids a lot about credits, and we talk, especially the freshmen, we talk about credits and we talk about credits and we talk about credits, and they don't understand what credits are. So the counselors will break out transcripts that, you know, where names are blacked out to help students understand their credits. At the end of first semester, Ms. Dahlberg goes into social studies. Every student gets their first high school transcript of their first semester, and she breaks it down and she walks them through it. Because if a kid doesn't pass Algebra 1 semester 1, they're in credit recovery Algebra 1 semester 1 in semester 2. They don't get to go on. Right, so they're going to take semester 2 Algebra 1, but they're going to retake semester 1 Algebra 1, which means that in order to do that, they lose an elective, because you can't graduate at Buffalo High School without Algebra 1. You can graduate without Woods 1, right? We can come back to that later. So unlike middle school, every credit counts, and if it's a core class, science, English, math, and social studies, and a student fails a semester, they're right back in. And for some students, it's not till the end of the first semester that they understand that they're really right back in. But we call them down, we change their schedule, we roll them right back in. So we talk and talk and talk about the importance of credits. But it's the first time for your children that that will have any meaning, right? And like me, some of our freshmen are experiential learners. That's just true. There were a lot of things that my parents told me that I was like, uh-huh, and then I'll go find out. Because I was, an experiential learner. And a lot of my favorite students are exactly the same way. So they do figure it out, but sometimes it takes that first semester. The other thing that I would say, though, is that the quality and amount of support for your students in this building is incredible. So we do offer the after school, but we have teachers are here in the morning at 7:30. Most teachers eat lunch in their room and invite kids into the room. The math rooms are packed during lunch because kids want to stay up. They want to stay caught up. They have questions. You know, there's 7 or 8 kids in at lunch, and there's 22 kids in their math class. And there might be Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 and Calculus all in that lunch, but the teachers get to everybody, and they just work. The teachers are phenomenal. What doesn't happen, and teachers won't remind kids, hey, you need to come see me, but that's about the end of it, right? We do leave it up to the student at high school to choose to go in, and we'll remind them. We'll even remind them as they're walking out the door to go to lunch. Shouldn't you be? And they'll be like, uh-huh. Well, that's okay, but you know, for every action, there's a reaction and a consequence, and that's just the way that rolls. But there are teachers here to help them. I just would reassure you that there are people here to help all the time. That's what I got. So, who's up? Let's go to Ms. Dahlberg.
So currently, I work with the juniors and seniors. So your freshman kiddos, I'll just get to know them along the path. I get to work with Cooper. So currently, just working with the juniors and seniors, just kind of trying to make sure they have academic plans, pathways they want to follow, thinking about what they'd like to do after high school. And I do get to be a little bit of a helper on the credit checks and just making sure that they're meeting all those expectations for graduation. So I work more with your kiddos when they get a little bit older, but that becomes kind of my primary role currently. So I just kind of came for support. So you would see my face as one that you guys will see around BHS and then get to work with your students as they get up into junior, senior year.
And Becca and Ellie, they are the faces of BHS, really, so, and the voice. Call on the phone and one of these two ladies likely will answer. And they really run the place, and the rest of us just sort of support them all the time. So
maybe we'll tag team this.
Okay.
You can go first.
Oh, sure.
I'll jump in, and then you can jump in.
Okay. I'm Becca Redden. I think I know most of you guys, but I'm in the front office. Ellie and I will split the phone calls. Usually it's crazy in there and it's nonstop, but you will usually get one of us. I handle mostly attendance, grades, and everything Power School. So, any questions about attendance with your kid, if you have something coming up that you need to excuse them for, any questions on, like, eligibility or how that works with the, if they're playing a sport, because there are rules that go along with the attendance and their athletics and activities. So any of that, you can call me. I can help you with anything Power School. I know that that's kind of a hassle for parents sometimes, but it's so beneficial once we get you in there. So if you don't already have the app, the Power School app, I have handouts that show you how to get that downloaded and on your phone, because then it's just a quick, you get alerts if your kids are marked absent or late or anything. So you know everything that's going on, any grade changes, anything. You get alerts on everything that's going on in their world. So that is a great thing to be on. I also have, every year we ask, you're probably used to this by now, that you do a yearly update in Power School. So if we have any address changes, medical changes, anything like that, it has to be updated yearly. That's what gives us the permission to give them any kind of medication at school. That has to be done yearly. So like if they come down and they have a headache or whatever and they need some ibuprofen, we check that to make sure it's been done. And if it hasn't, you're going to get a call in the middle of the day, or, you know, if we can't get a hold of you, it may end up they don't get their ibuprofen or whatever they need. So if we can just get that done, I also have a little tutorial on how to get that done every year. What else, Ellie?
So I'm Ellie J. Wars. I also have an eighth grader coming up, so I'm kind of dual rolling here. Yeah. But so I actually handle everything financial. So on my end, mainly from your kids, I will, if they have any fees that they need to take care of, like Chromebook, charger fines, we lose a lot of chargers, mm-hmm. and wood shop, metals, fees, any sort of fee that they need to take care of, it'll always come through us. You can also pay lunch balances, that'll come to me. And I always, so the thing about like classroom fees, they will always have a receipt for that. So the way that their teachers want it done is that they'll bring me the money, I will write them a receipt, and the receipt they will give to the teacher so that their teacher knows that they're paid in full. And then that way we know that there's not a balance. We can always go back and make sure that they're caught up. If you do give your kiddo some lunch money, sometimes it doesn't make it to me. And that's, you know, can kind of, you know, there's a lot more responsibility at this level. And they choose to say, hey, I'm going to just go to lunch or, you know, whatever the case may be. If you ever have any questions, it'll always show up on your Power School if it is paid. But they will always have documentation, and we can go back and verify one way or the other. And sometimes, you know, it's a simple mistake as there's two kids in the same class with the last name, and we just put it on the wrong account. So it's not usually as mysterious as what your kiddo might make it seem to be, but there's other times that we do have to dig a little bit more.
typically in a locker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yes, exactly. Checks. Pockets, backpacks, whatever the case may be. At this point in your kid's schooling career, if you will, we don't necessarily need you guys to come in anymore and sign them out physically. You can just give us a call, and at that point, we will call the classroom. It kind of depending on which teacher or classroom it is. There's a lot of our core classes, you know, they are more diligent about keeping them in that classroom until we call down and say, hey, please excuse this kiddo. But PE, you know, they might be down at the field and the kid says, hey, I have an appointment, I gotta go. They'll usually allow them to come up and go. But they cannot leave until we hear from you. So that's kind of just one of those things. And sometimes it'll be, you know, we'll have a classroom call down and say, hey, can Joe go to his appointment? And we'll just say, we haven't heard from parents. And at that point, you know, we'll have to kind of fill that gap of who's, you know, they'll be able to call parent and say, let's go. Or you can always shoot us an email. We're good. I mean, that's pretty handy, too. Yeah. We're pretty flexible about how you need to get a hold of your kiddo. Right. But
There's no more having to come in the office and sign them out. Right. They are responsible for that now, as long as we just hear from you, letting us know that they're good to leave.
Along that line, though, if you do need to come in, first of all, our foyer, like we have the first set of doors, those doors are usually always open. The second set, you have to be buzzed in to the second set of doors. And it's very cantankerous. Yes. It is not very user-friendly on my end. So you might have to, you know, you won't hear the click because it's either I see you come in and I say, oh, they're coming in. And so I might click it before you come in, or it might be on a
delay,
super delay. Either way, just know that that second set of doors is always locked, and that's for the safety of our kids. And we just monitor that door very, very, I mean, all the time. But if you were to come into the building, we also have another sign-in. So there's that entryway in the building, and Michelle's office is across the hallway from the main office. There's a carpeted area. We prefer for our parents, no, we ask our parents, do not go past that carpeted area unless we're admitting you into the building. In that case, you need to do a full-on check-in with a driver's license. It'll print you a badge. At that point, before that point, you would obviously need to have an appointment with someone in the building, a teacher. They need to know you're coming, you know, kind of just one of those things. We don't just allow you to come in and say, I want to go see, you know, Kim's classroom today. At this point, it doesn't happen. So just kind of a heads up on that. At any time, we're welcoming parents into the building. We want you to know that, you know, we want you to have communication with your kids and their teachers, but there's also that structure, and we don't just allow anyone in the building during our school hours. So just a heads up on that. If you don't have your ID, we can always, like, we can kind of do a guest. I mean, we can screen you without that, but we prefer that you have a driver's license.
A lot of times, though, like, if you need to get your kid something or you need to tell them something, come in the office, we'll call them down, you guys can meet in the office, and then you don't have to go through any of that.
Right.
You'll still get to see your kid and do your thing, exchange keys, we have a lot of that.
Right.
And like, yeah, just do whatever you need to do in the office, and that way you don't have to go through the whole check-in process.
Yep. And then the other thing is our first semester is a closed campus for our freshmen. They can't go out to lunch.
Who monitors that?
Well, all of us.
That's a good question.
But second semester is open campus for everyone. So I would just encourage parents, especially of freshmen, know who your kids are hanging out with. Know who their group is, because we have a lot of upperclassmen, and you know, generally when they're in sports, they get a lot of interaction before school even starts, right? We have camps all summer. There's always something going on, so they kind of have that upperclassmen interaction before school starts, but sometimes if they don't have that, and when school starts, they kind of just gravitate to, I mean, you know, you just want, they intermingle, and you, I mean, just kind of keep your eyes open and your ears open and just be aware of that, especially when they're going out to lunch.
Especially, yeah, once that second semester hits,
it's a
they can leave
whole
campus,
new ballgame.
They're not driving yet, but they'll find any ride they can.
Any ride.
They will jump in with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's just a more of a word of caution. I mean, you know, make sure your kids know. I would definitely strongly encourage them, especially if they're getting rides, you know that safety. Know at all times, wear your seatbelt. Know who you're with. And, I mean, and that's just, that's from a parent to a parent. But
yeah.
Also, we've seen it.
We're on the mom soapbox now.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
basically what we are here. We're like moms that answer the phone.
I was going to say, these are the moms of your children.
We do.
Because we have, like, numerous things happen throughout the day that really a kid needs a parent for. Like, I just had an accident in the parking lot. The first people they come to are the front office
and
ladies.
They
and they
give me a hug.
Coddle, hugs. We do hugs. We do...
Yeah. We do Band-Aids.
Yeah.
We do, yeah, everything.
Right.
Breakups now. That's new. Yeah.
Finding prom dates. There's all kinds of stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we want you guys to feel that way, too. Like, and tell your kids. Like, if there's anything, come to us. We usually can either... let them know or figure it out. So we want them to feel safe in there and know that that's the place to come for anything, everything.
Right.
We'll help them out.
One of the other things that we have happen a lot is if they have something, you know, taken in their locker, from their locker, if they have a problem with a kid, encourage your kiddos to advocate for themselves at the time when it happens. It's... It's not helpful when we hear about it, you know, a week and a half later. Oh, my Air Jordans just got taken out of my locker.
Mm-hmm.
Really? When? Last Tuesday. We're like,
we have cameras and we can like research
that
stuff. We have great detectives here in the front office, but it's a time thing. So timely reporting is great for kids if they could do that. That helps us out a lot.
Are lockers locked?
By choice.
So they have the option of having a lock. We have maybe one locker that has a lock right now. Because the kids have a 4-minute passing period between classes. They'd rather not fumble with their lock, their combination. And we rarely have issues.
Yeah,
it's
safe. True. We rarely do. And when we do, as long as we know as quickly as possible, we're really good at figuring it out.
Yeah.
We're really good.
It's kind of a hobby.
I mean, it really
it's become
a side gig.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's usually handled right away, and really the kids, we've had a couple who think, oh, I need a lock, and then like 2 days later they're like, yeah, can you take that off?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a lot. It just takes too much of their time, and we really don't have a lot of issues. So
the same thing is true in PE lockers.
Mm-hmm.
So. There's probably more issues with PE lockers than there are with all lockers.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a reason they call them lockers.
But yes, if your kid wants a lock, they're they just have to come to the office and let us know, and we'll have one put on.
Do PE lockers have cameras too?
No, not in the locker.
They're inside the locker rooms, so we don't have cameras in there. We have, though, we've caught surveillance when they come right out of the lockers. I know. So we have...
That's what I'd say. I mean, I just know there's borrowing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. And sometimes, I mean, we'll see things on the camera, we'll call kids down, talk to them, figure it out. Yeah, we really don't have a lot of issue.
We don't.
So,
One thing you might, the kids are super busy at the high school, because we, of course, encourage them to get into extracurricular. But one thing that happens frequently from the front office is there might be soccer's leaving. And if Becca doesn't get it in the computer or she doesn't get the list on time, you might get calls for an absence. Especially if you have that little power school, you'll see, oh, my kid's marked absent, or you get that automatic call. That's just... a work in progress all the time, I think.
I know.
And so just know that will happen.
And it just happens sometimes.
I know.
We
it's not
don't
meant
get
to panic you at all. Sometimes the coaches will just forget to send me their list until they're on the road, and then we've already missed the call going out. So we're working on it, but that sometimes is a thing.
When they have medical appointments, we ask that they bring a note back for the attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And they just give it to Becca. It can be any kind of medical, physical therapy, dentist,
so
whatever.
That leads into, each student is allotted 10 absences per semester. Absences that count towards that 10 are parent excused absences and unexcused absences. Any school related activities, or if they bring a doctor's note back, those do not count towards the 10. So just, yeah.
What happens after 10?
So after 10, they sit down with Mr. Ostheimer, the counselor, and their teachers. Like they have to go before a board to see, you know, what the reasoning is, to make a plan for the future. We have had students after that 10 who have continued to get absences who will lose credit in the class, because they're just not there enough to earn
the
credit
seat
for
the seat time.
Yeah, the seat time isn't there. So that is a thing. That's why we ask for the doctor's notes or documentation. DMV is something that you guys will get into now that they're becoming of driving age. Our DMV is only here on Wednesdays. It's only open on Wednesdays. So Mr. O, principal, excuses that so that that won't count against them either, because we know how difficult it is to get in there and get that stuff taken care of. So we do have exceptions to the rule so that kids aren't racking up the
and
absences.
You'll get letters along the way. Usually, I mean, they did have my name on them. I don't know who will be on them, but you'll get like, you know, your child has 7 absences or something like that. So you're not, hopefully you're not like surprised.
Right.
And usually it's just a conversation that helps them out.
Yeah.
Can I ask for clarification on what the current phone policy is for students?
Sure. Yeah.
So,
do you want to handle that?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, as of right now, they're allowed to have it before school, during lunch, and after school. They can check it during passing periods, and we prefer them not to have it in the classroom. Some teachers do allow it. They'll use it for some projects. You know, sometimes business classes will make phone calls for, you know, sales phone calls or things like that, where the teacher will allow it for a certain project or activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for an educational purpose. But other than that, they're asked to keep them out of the classroom.
So it is, a lot of it is teacher based.
Right.
Based on that. And so if a phone is out and a teacher doesn't want it out or is told the student to put it up, they can take them. They bring them to the office. Phones, and then we have a tiered system. Like the kid picks it up after school. The second time, a parent picks it back. The third time, they either keep it at home or they leave it with us during the day and use it at noon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that is, you know, depending on what the teacher's preference is. So...
Mm-hmm.
I was going to kind of go over real quick, too, what your eighth graders, what their plan is. They'll be up here the 26th. We're bringing them up, and at that day, they will get a copy of their schedule for next year, and they'll get a chance to make any changes. We try and get them everything they want, but because we have so many singletons in our schedule where a class is only offered just one time, it's pretty tight. And so most of them will get 2 out of their 3 preference, and then they may have to settle for something or try something new. So when they come up the 26th, they will get a chance to go through their schedule, look at it, make the changes they want. They'll also have a chance to tour, and then we'll have a meet for about 20 or 30 minutes with upperclassmen, and they'll get a chance to ask them kind of the kids' side. You know, instead of like us lecturing to them or telling them what all the rules are, whatever, it's kind of like they can ask, what do you wear to dances? What's the, you know, this, that, not all that kind of stuff. Where do you go for lunch? Just the, where's the locker layout? Or just whatever it is that they ask. And
So our peer helpers used to do that, but we'll have our, we have a handful of National Honor Society students, the kids that gave the tours that one night, they'll be around to answer questions for the kids. So that's kind of a fun time. They can ask them whatever they want, and I'm in there if they get stuck, so we make sure that all their questions are answered. So that's going to happen the 26th. Then in the fall, you guys will have the opportunity to come up before school starts. The kids will get their locker. They'll get their Chromebook, because we're one-on-one up here with a Chromebook. Kids will get it their freshman year. They check it in the summer, and then when they graduate, they get to keep it. So they'll come up, and we usually run a mock schedule. I'm assuming things will probably run the same, so you'll have an evening where they can come up, check out their stuff. They'll visit with Mr. O, probably the counselors, the dean, whoever is all working here. This is so hard to try and balance. And then they'll get a chance to do a mock schedule. So they'll have their current schedule, and they'll get to walk from class to class, and know what they're, and we'll ring the bell, and they'll know how to get to the next class. So that will happen all before school, just to kind of take some of that anxiety away from them and get them used to the hallway action. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, also, I don't know if they used Canvas. They don't use Canvas in the elementary, do they, at 8th grade? So when you're, do they? Okay, so if they're using Canvas, then you guys are aware of it. The one thing I would tell you is a lot of times kids will say, hey, my grade in Canvas is this in PowerSchool. So if you're checking grades, always go with that PowerSchool app. That's what we go by. Especially when we start looking at eligibility and they're like, well, this is really what I have, or the teacher didn't grade this, or we get a lot of that. Just go with your, always go with your PowerSchool grade. That just kind of clears that up. That's what we use, and so just as a reminder.
And it syncs, all that, it syncs like in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Right? It's
so sometimes it's, teachers will update something during the day and it won't match PowerSchool, but then it will sync up at some point overnight, and so it should.
Yeah. So I think that's just one of those things that sometimes parents get, because they get like, this is, it's confusing because you kind of got two things. You got PowerSchool and Canvas, and which one do we really look at? Well, they do their work on Canvas, but we go with the grades on PowerSchool. So, what other questions do you guys have? Any questions for?
Can I back you up to the lunch deal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of curious, just ballpark, what do you think the percentage of kids you have eat off campus?
During
the week. I mean, how many do you think leave? I mean,
freshmen,
like,
or
no,
all
like your school, like
probably
70%.
Yeah, probably 70%.
The majority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either going out to eat or going home.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and we do have about 100 kids that eat lunch every day.
Yeah,
there's about 100 is pretty normal lunch count.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, I will say that sometimes they stay in to do something curricular based mm-hmm. at lunchtime.
Right. Or we have a lot of our activities will have meetings over lunch. Like mm-hmm. our student council, FBLA, create, you know, a lot of
Save,
our groups.
They have meetings.
Yeah, they'll meet at lunch, and that will keep them here.
So how long do they have for a lunch period then?
It or averages lunch? About 40 minutes.
Okay.
It's amazing that what they can do during a lunch period. I mean, where they can go, what they can do. I mean, really.
That's why I'm asking.
I know.
That one comes.
I know. And we do have a tardy rule and a truancy rule, and it's like once you hit three of those, then you get lunch detention, and then you get a lunch detention for every time. That's one of my lovely chores
mm-hmm.
in my job is getting those lovely lunch detentions. But
and that
so
rule
they,
is it's tardy up until 10 minutes. If they're more than 10 minutes late, it turns into a truancy. So if you see those two different marks
and
on their attendance.
Tardies are not excused by
right.
parents, just so you guys know. You can't call in and say, Billy overslept.
Yeah.
He's running late. It's not, no longer an excuse. Just so
yeah.
you, I mean, that's
part of...
There are, like...
Yeah,
there are right.
Exceptions.
There
yeah,
are
right.
exceptions if their car didn't start or they had a flat tire on the way. I mean, we're not cracking the whip that hard.
we're very workable.
Yes.
Very workable people. Very reasonable people.
When roads are bad, we don't do tardies.
Right.
Yeah.
There are no tardies.
Yeah, we just let them
be. We'd rather
yeah.
be safe than...
Absolutely.
Than
yeah.
So we just let the door open and keep them going.
Right. I don't know if... when we visited with your kids at the school, we took them on the district website, showed them where the course curriculum...
Course description book
was. But right above that, I'm sure that I said, go home, show your parents, open this up, show them where to find it. I'm sure they all did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So
you already read it.
Right above that is also our handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just say, you know, everything that we have said today, everything that we do, all of our rules, if you wanted to know what would happen if they get caught cheating, everything is written out in there. Dress code, all that stuff's in there. So just so you know, you have access. It's so super easy to find. And just you have access. So you could go home and say, hey, where's that course description book that you were told to show me? But it's right there on the website, really a couple clicks and you're right in, and it's very easy to find. So I would just encourage everybody to, I mean, if you have any questions, that's something, it's good reading material on a snowy winter night in Wyoming.
What's eligible for sports?
2.0 and no F's. So you have to have a 2.0 and no F's. So if you have some D's and A's and it averages out to a 2.0 at least, you're okay. But you can't have any F's.
And that system, they'll get used to as well. So what we do is Monday morning, we'll pull the grade list. If they're on that list with an F Monday morning, they have until Thursday to get it up to be eligible for that week's activities. If they, let's say they have an F in English on Monday, they get that up the next day, but they another one of their grades falls to an F, say their math grade falls on Tuesday to an F, it doesn't matter as long as it wasn't on their Monday. The ones we're worried about are the ones that were on their Monday. We may have to worry about math next week. But they have until Thursday, and so then final eligibility is pulled Thursday morning.
So you have D's and still play?
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple. Because if you have all D's,
you
your GPA is going to be lower
yeah.
than 2.0.
We actually find out Wednesday night at practice
right.
our eligibility just because, you know, as a coach, you're
right.
trying to plan for the weekend. And so we find out Wednesday night at practice so we know if a kiddo is ineligible so that we have Wednesday, Thursday to practice with the team that would actually be playing for that weekend. And so the coaches do communicate. We get our list and coaches communicate with kids on that Monday. You've got these
mm-hmm.
classes because we're all promoting student athletes.
Right.
And by Wednesday, we know which kiddos will be ineligible.
Yeah, coaches are informed Wednesday night, so they can talk to them at practice. Kids are informed Thursday morning, whether or not they're...
And when they have those sports meetings, they will discuss all kinds of things.
Right.
Because there's a lot of different stuff that goes with that, athletics or organizations, I guess. I don't know if it's more than athletics. But, like... If you can practice if you're gone or not practice if you're gone. And it's just good stuff for parents to know. Because sometimes parents don't know that, and then they'll end up, like, scheduling outside appointments for kids, and they miss out on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so just keep that in the back
yeah.
of your mind when you go to those meetings to look at those things, because that's important.
Right. And they have
and
their
coaches,
own separate handbook.
Yeah.
That goes in.
In addition to ours.
Yeah. So we would have, let's say they cheated in class, we would have a set of consequences, but then the athletics part would also have a whole other set of consequences for that. So, yeah.
I think the other thing is just encourage your kids to self-advocate.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is. You know, when we register kids even that come in here, and that's some of the big things that I just tell them is, like, I don't care if it's a grade, a relationship with a friend, and a relationship with somebody that you're just fighting with, a problem with a teacher, a problem with your locker, just whatever it is, come in. That's what we're here for. is to make this experience the best for them. And so, but if we don't know, we can't help. And that's a hard thing to hear. It's like, well, this has been happening. And it's like, well, I could have done something if I knew, but I don't know. And I think, you know, and if it, I tell kids, find your person. If it's not me as the counselor or whatever, or the dean or whatever, find your person, whoever it is, a teacher, go to that person. They can get you the help. But it's really important for them to start self-advocating and asking and seeking out where they need their needs met. You know, we don't want them suffering in silence or not doing their best because they're going through something on their own, or they think that they have the knowledge that maybe somebody incorrectly gave them, you know. So if they can find an adult in the building, that would be like my biggest thing for those kids.
And always, if you guys have questions, I mean, sometimes we'll get questions just as far as, hey, is this happening tonight? Is there a bonfire next week? And there is. So just simple things like that. Just if, trust but verify.
Right.
So, I mean.
We had a grandpa call the other day who was like, hey, my kid keeps wanting money every day for cookies. Are you guys really selling cookies, or is he just taking my money? I was like, no, that's a thing. We're selling cookies. It is. It's funny.
Yeah. So it's kind of, I mean, yeah, definitely have your kid. It's a whole new level here. It's doors open wide. I mean, opportunities left and right, but there's also a lot of responsibility that comes with that. And so by any means, if you have any questions, even with a teacher, I mean, our teachers are really responsive. Email, they might not always be, you know, the best with answering your phone call right then and there, but everybody wants your kids to succeed or not. And sometimes the answer that they get might not be what they want to hear. And so that's kind of just what we deal with. It's, you know, we might just have a flat out, no, that's not happening. Go to class. Or, I mean, and they don't like that.
I know. Ellie, you're coming across as a...
I know.
I'm rubbing off on you.
I know. She's a bad cop.
I am. I am. So mean. But it's just... Yeah. Just always come and ask if you guys have questions. We're happy to help.
Also, that's... And for all parents... and not just freshmen, but all parents, we have conferences twice a year. But, you know, you don't have to wait for a conference.
Right.
Email the teachers. It's super easy. If you're into Power School, you just click on their name and you're in their email. And so don't wait for a conference. Don't wait to feel like you have to, I mean, because, and it's just like coming to these things and meeting the teachers. That's what's nice is, like, if you can see a face and you know who that person is, like, man, I'm emailing them. And I think that that's very, very important for you to know who the staff up here is, so you can just openly just say, hey, I just noticed Johnny's, poor Johnny. My husband, I use his name all the time. Johnny just failed another class. So what do, you know, what's going on? I just see his, I just got dinged and his grade dropped in math. Did he forget something? Did he, you know, and go for it. I think that teachers would love that. Right. And then you don't even have to come to conferences because you're in touch with the teachers. But that's out there, and that's what I think that they would, you know, I think that they would want that. Mm-hmm. And us in the office as well.
You got anything, Michelle?
Anything else? Anything? Well, I'll get a couple more times of working with your kids, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have all this information up here, so help yourselves to whatever you might need, or.
Yeah. And thank you. I really appreciate
you guys for doing this, because I think it's a great idea.